Do you believe in ghosts?
Staying in a new place, such as a friend's house or a hotel, can be an unusual experience and even play tricks on one's mind. However, what happens when a seemingly trick of the mind actually turns out to be a much more sinister past materializing in front of your very eyes? Tonight's tale is about just that. As always, visit ghost-stories.co.uk and vote for if you think tonight's tale was adapted from fact or a pure work of fiction. You're listening to Ghost Stories, and this is Red Water.
Haunted house is a house or a building often perceived as being inhabited by disembodied spirits of the deceased who have been former residents or were familiar with the property. Hotels are typically prone to hauntings as they can generally be considered hubs of unsavory activity. There have been many instances of hauntings occurring as the result of accidental deaths or murders within hotels. Top 5 Haunted Hotels. Number 1. The Stanley, Colorado, USA. This hotel was the inspiration for The Shining, and guests claim to have seen the ghost of a woman who froze to death in the basement. Number 2. Akasaka Weekly Mansion, Tokyo, Japan. It's claimed that ghostly mists appear from air vents in this spooky hotel, and guests report feeling the touch of icy hands during the night. Number 3. The Crescent Hotel, Arkansas, USA. Should you book a night in room 218, beware. Legend has it a specter reaches for guests from the bathroom mirror, and he's said to be the ghost of the stonemason who fell to his death during construction of the hotel. Number 4. Chillingham Castle, Northumberland, England. This hotel is not for the faint of heart. Guests can visit the torture chamber, where traitors met a grisly end on Executioner's Block, which still remains. Number 5. Drakesholm Slot, Zealand, Denmark. This 12th century castle has 3 resident ghosts, or so legend says. The Earl of Bothwell, the White Lady, and the Grey Lady. During renovations, workers discovered a skeleton and tomb inside the walls wearing a white dress, and legend has it that this is the body of the nobleman's daughter who was imprisoned there by her father after she fell in love with a commoner. So beware next time you stay away from home, as you never know who you might bump into.
A few years ago, I was on a business trip to the States, and it involved driving from Denver to LA. Now, if you're unfamiliar with that, it's a long drive. I was getting pretty tired, so I decided to stop at a Holiday Inn hotel that I'd come across. I walked up to the front desk, rung the bell, and a man came out from the back room. He greeted me and he said his name was John Shelby. I told him I was looking for a room, so he searched his computer to see if he had one available. Fortunately for me, there was one room left. Shelby gave me the key and told me to have a nice night. On my way out of the lobby, I asked him to point me towards a vending machine, as I was pretty hungry and needed a snack. On my way to the vending machine, I noticed a pool at the end of the hall. A lot of hotels have pools, so there's nothing strange about that. What I did find odd though was that the water was red. I went back to the front desk and Shelby was still standing around. "What's up with the pool?" I asked him. He looked pretty confused and asked me what I meant, so I explained that the water looked red. He took off his glasses, took a deep breath and looked me dead in the eye and said, "It's kind of a freaky story. A number of years ago, a woman was found brutally murdered in that pool and the water was contaminated with her blood." I was like, "What the hell? So you're telling me that the pool hasn't been cleaned since?" "No, no, of course not," he said. "The water was removed and the pool was closed down, but many people think they see the pool filled with red water." He said he had never seen it, but sometimes the hotel likes to play tricks with your mind. I asked him if this meant the hotel was haunted, and he nodded his head to say yes. I was shocked. Not really scared, but just surprised, because I never had an experience like this before and was never really a believer in ghosts. I went up to my room, took a shower and went to bed. I couldn't sleep for some reason. I was too curious and had so many questions that I wanted answered. I got out of bed, put on a shirt and I walked down to the hallway. It was quiet out in the halls. I guess no one else had trouble sleeping. I was laughing at myself when I realised I was in my underwear, so it was a pretty good thing there was nobody out in the halls at the time. I did think that I saw a woman go from one room to the other, but I didn't think anything of it at the time. I just figured it was another guest. When I reached the floor of the pool, I was able to see the blood red water even from way down the hall. I passed the front desk and nobody was there. I stopped directly in front of the door that led to the pool. I tried the door, but it was locked. I don't think I would have gone through even if it wasn't. I looked through the large window and it looked as if the pool had been closed for a long time. As I looked behind me down the hall, I could imagine the scene from The Shining, you know, when the stream of blood comes shooting out the elevator. As I turned back to the pool, I saw a woman standing at the edge and looking as if she was about to jump in. She was completely nude, not a single piece of clothing on. When she looked my way, I jumped back. I walked back to my room as fast as I could, taking the stairs next to the vending machine instead of the lift. Hours later, I woke up to my alarm going off. I had a shower, threw on some clothes, and I walked down to the first floor for breakfast. I was the only person there, which seemed unusual, as Shelby told me that I had the last available room when booking the night before. I went back to the front desk where a woman was now working and asked if John was still on shift and available. She gave me this confused look and said, "What?" Almost as if she was annoyed at me. "John Shelby," I repeated. "He was working last night." With a look of shock, the woman said, "Is this some kind of sick joke? John Shelby died back in 1982. He killed himself after murdering a woman in the hotel pool."
That's all for this week, but for show credits, be sure to visit ghost-stories.co.uk and vote for if you think Red Water was based on fact or a pure work of fiction. And be sure to follow us on Facebook by searching for Ghost Stories the Podcast. Next week's episode will be a special documentary to mark the finale of Ghost Stories Season 1. As always, we'll leave you with a preview, and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I'm Jim Harold, and I'm a professional paranormal podcaster. I started podcasting in 2005 as kind of a hobby, and since I was a little kid, I've been fascinated by Fortiana, the paranormal, everything from ghosts to UFOs to Bigfoot, all of it. Yes, I believe in ghosts, but I am not 100% convinced what they represent. I worry sometimes that maybe things that present them as sweet old Aunt Martha might not be Aunt Martha. They may be imposter spirits.